स्क्वायर।
Come
Okay, so let's kick off with roll call. Kate Conrad, David Van Allen,
on.
Elizabeth Rhodes Reed,
Here.
Lynn Okun,
Here.
Jonathan Berger, John Sukup,
Here.
Ann Johnson,
Here.
Julie Stowe, and Maria Moore.
Here.
Hey, hi.
Maria's here.
Yeah, sounds like Maria just joined us. Hello.
Hi.
There we go. Now we can see a little
bit.
There
we go. All right.
And we also have Nick Ludwig with Murals and More. He's joining us for the second recommendation. But since we have a guest on that, I would recommend bumping that up to first, I guess, after approval of the minutes, which we should
okay.
Go ahead and do.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. I'm standing in the chair here. And first order of business is to approve the minutes. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 Someone want to take responsibility for a motion in a second?
Motion.
Okay. Elizabeth, the motion, and Wayne, did you second?
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
All right, and now public, is this where Nick Ludwig comes in? Is
No, Nick is here for one of the recommendation items. We don't have anyone for public input today.
Okay, so no public input.
So let's go ahead. Nick, are you on with us?
Good afternoon. Yeah. Can you hear my audio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you want to share your screen for this?
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do.
Let me make you the co-host and then you should be good to share your screen. Let me stop mine.
Wonderful. Okay, here it comes. Can you all see this presentation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate the time on your agenda this afternoon. My name is Nick Ludwig. I'm currently one of the co-chairs on the board of the local Cedar Rapids nonprofit group, Murals and More. We have enjoyed the partnership with the Visual Arts Commission, and I think we've learned a lot over the last couple of years, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity to work closely with you and try to follow the process, which I don't think has always, at least recently, hadn't been done, but appreciate the reset button and appreciate the partnership. So we are very excited to be on the receiving end of a project that we had to put a little bit of work into, but then it really fell into our lap. There is a group, an arts organization based in Chicago that has created a bit of a movement with an international campaign around a very simple idea, which is what you see on my screen, the idea, the phrase, "You are beautiful." This is a simple message that it's not discussing a person's physical or appearance or any other, the message that they have tried to cultivate through this art campaign and some of the other activities and events they do is the idea that a person is beautiful being just who they are, which is a simple message that I think most can get behind. And it's really just a feel good. So there's been a bit of a stir. It's not new. This group was originally started with this message in 2002. So, almost 20 years now, but they recently tried something new. They did some simple fundraising and they raised enough money to allow groups like ours to apply to be a recipient of a display such as what you see in front of you. And they are sending one at no cost to each state. Murals and More applied for the state of Iowa. We had a little bit of competition, but we are the recipients of the artwork. And now we have a plan for where to put it. And the best spot turns out It's a city-owned space, and so we're excited for the hopeful approval of the Visual Arts Commission as a partner of this project. There's really nothing left to do besides, you know, I'm happy to answer questions and walk you through the project and hope you'll consider a yes, but it's really teed up. And the last thing to do is to hang the art on the wall. So I'm gonna go through some details.
Excuse me. Are we supposed to be seeing anything except you are beautiful?
Oh, I've got some more information here. So
not yet.
Not, but so yeah, the group is a 2002 group. They started with stickers, and it's a lot of folks like, across many generations have grabbed onto this. It's very popular across social media as well. And it's an international project now, most primarily in the United States. The group was initially out of Chicago. So the whole idea of this state-by-state project is, they'll send the installation to each state, and of course, us being Iowa. There were 550 contributors to Kickstarter. They did a Kickstarter campaign to raise all this money. It wasn't too hard. So the idea is everyone deserves to feel good. We had identified a couple locations for Cedar Rapids, and the one that really stuck out to our board is obviously a prime spot. You all know this spot quite well with, of course, the beautiful display that is hanging in the atrium on the convention center. So this would be at the street level, and the size couldn't be more perfect. So we're looking at the DoubleTree, you know, connected to the Lion Energy Powerhouse Convention Center. And this is, it's actually the Cedar Rapids Tourism Office, I think is right on the other side of that wall. But this is facing First Avenue East. And it's just to the east of the head of Third Street Southeast, right across from TCR. I imagine you're all familiar with this location, prominent Cedar Rapids downtown location. I'll show a rendering in a moment, but the dimensions of the space are perfect for the installation. I mean, it couldn't be more symmetrical for hanging this thing up on the wall. The width of a square where we want to place this is 18 feet, 8 inches. The dimensions of the installation are 16 feet. The height is 4 feet, 4.5 inches, and the dimensions of the installation are 4 feet. Excellent. So it fits into this space like it was designed to go there, which is really convenient. This is a rendering of what it would look like installed. Very simple. It's obviously there's not much to it other than the simple phrase. It is the artists behind this concept make sure to make clear that this is not signage, right? I mean, obviously this is an art installation, and that has been agreed upon by reviewing committees involved thus far. And it's a simple message. There's obviously a lot of prime location here for folks to interact with the space, right? Take a picture, et cetera. Other installations that have already gone up, we'd be on the early end of the state-by-state installation process. Other states that have already installed their murals include Aurora, Colorado, and Rugby, North Dakota. That was a town I had to look up. But it's really very simple. It's a very simple concept. They're sending this to groups that have applied for it, and then those states are putting these things up in their towns. There's really no other barriers. There's little to no maintenance other than potentially wiping it down after a seasonal, snowstorm. But it's made of a durable, rugged plastic material that is meant to weather all types of seasons. It doesn't fade in the sun, et cetera. There's no cost to the city. The only cost to our organization is the installation, and the installation is quite simple. Otherwise, we have had approval, met with excitement by the manager of the DoubleTree, Jay Anderkin. He's given us the go ahead. Similarly, Julie Stowe, who's their offices in this building as well. And Jesse Tomey is in support of the project as well. So I come to your group thinking about questions or other considerations as to if we can put this thing up in the space that we're interested in. And that's the end.
Thanks, Nick. And then just to to clarify, this is a recommendation item today. So because it would be installed on city property, we need the commission to vote whether or not to recommend that. So yeah, we can open it up to discussion.
I think it's an excellent idea. It's simple, it's to the point. And as Nick pointed out, it fits in the space perfectly. And it's also a great photo op for people being downtown.
Yeah, actually it did look like it was made for that spot.
Mm-hmm. Probably be a big hit when there's live performances and so on at the convention center. So a lot of out-of-town people will have contact with it too.
Yeah, I think there's going to be, it's a location where there is the high possibility for a lot of heavy traffic and a lot of people to see it and maybe take photos there, and very high visibility.
It's a phrase that sort of goes straight to the to an emotional response. At least that's the intent, anyway. That somebody who's had a bad day will have a slightly better day when they encounter that. It's going to be a popular thing for the selfies, and so that'll show up on social media probably quite a bit. I know that on Facebook, I go through people's photographs on Facebook, and there's another picture of the person who owns that page, and it's it's a nice picture, and they get, most of the comments are, "Oh, you look beautiful." "Oh, aren't you beautiful?" "You both look beautiful." It seems to be a common comment. That is definitely on the tongues of everybody. And there's definitely a sentiment that, you know, people want to spread some good news around. There's some good feelings around. So I have to say that I'm in favor of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am too. And I like the proximity to the lantern.
Uh-huh.
It might draw a little, you know, some folks who haven't really noticed that might see that there too. So that's a win-win.
I love that project, by the way, too. It's really fun to look at, see something new every time.
Good.
It reminds me of one of my projects, which is a collaborative thing that I share with my sister. And my sister is very much into cross stitch. And she calls me up and says, "What would you like me to cross stitch for you?" And so I come up with some word that that I'm particularly interested in at the moment. And she puts it in cross stitch, you know, and it's like, and none of these are all words that have, as far as I can tell, have never been cross stitched before. because that whole process sort of elevates this word and makes everybody think, well, there's, for some reason, this word's more important than I thought it was before, because somebody's gone to all this trouble to cross stitch it and all the hours involved in that process. Why are they doing that with this word? And I've been having fun with it. She did mostly, and I have kind of an absurd sense of humor, but the first one she did was a phrase. It's not the bullet that kills you, it's the hole. It's like, I mean, it's not quite the same feeling as "you are beautiful," but I had another one that was let me see here. Gesamtkunstwerk. Gesamtkunstwerk. Anybody speak German? Kunst is art, Werther's world. No, it's not. Work. Werther's work. So it means artwork, and the first part means total artwork or total work of art. that's one of my favorites. Anyway, David, I have three other ones, but I won't bother you with them all. Yeah,
David, yeah. I wonder in just the time frame if we should give Nick an answer if we need to do a vote.
Yes, that's fine. I,
Elizabeth, was that a motion?
Yes, oh. I move that we accept and the city accepts this mural. I think it'd be fabulous.
Yeah. And second? Anyone second?
I second it.
Okay.
Okay. I'll put Maria down.
All in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Same sign? No opposed. Okay. Great. So we're on board.
Okay. Well, Nick, just keep me posted on the installation schedule and if there's anything else you need on the city end. I think the city would probably like to put out kind of a short press release letting people know what's up with this piece, and we can kind of collaborate with Murals and more on that, of course.
I sincerely appreciate the partnership, and I am really excited, and thank you all. This is an easy and an exciting win for us. So yeah, I appreciate the partnership. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, everybody have a good day. Enjoy your meeting.
You too.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to go back to sharing my screen and we can backtrack to, is everyone seeing the PowerPoint?
The agenda? Yes.
Agenda.
So we can backtrack to recommendation item A, the ASJ mural partnership. I put a couple slides in here just to remind us all of the location. This is the parking ramp that is just east of the convention center. Here it is on the map. That's easier for people. We received 4 submissions of artist qualifications, and the way we laid out the process this time around is that we just asked for qualifications and past work first round, and then the next step would be to select a few top candidates and ask for a site-specific concept for the mural. And another big part of this project was the collaboration between this group and the Advocates for Social Justice. Unfortunately, the individual from Advocates for Social Justice who had been working on this project was not able to join today, but he let me know that his recommendation is to extend the deadline for submissions of qualifications. And personally, I would agree with that. I think it was kind of a shorter time frame to submit these qualifications than we typically give, and perhaps we could do a better job publicizing the opportunity and potentially kind of re-examining the budget and seeing if we need to add some funding to this as well. We could do some looking into that option.
I think that really needs to, Sylvia really needs to be looked into, because the cost of materials and everything that's involved, the artists, as I said, will not be receiving that much money. And that is a big project.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I was thinking when I saw what the cost was going to be. It was kind of like, for a project of that size, it didn't seem like very much.
No.
I looked at it and thought, capable of doing that? But I looked at that and thought, if I was gonna, I would not even begin to apply for that.
That's right.
And $30,000, I thought, ugh.
Yeah, you're not going to get anybody. All you're going to get is local or even regional, because you have to pay for your own, where you're staying, everything, you know. And it was just speaking as an artist, that's just way too low. And I know, Lynn, you wouldn't take money like that either for the amount of work.
That's a prime spot. And I think it has to be really, really sharp. And I have to admit that of the four that got submitted, I wasn't blown away by anybody.
Oh, I was blown away by one because he knew how to fill out an RFQ. And he had the insurance, he had everything lined up.
Before we kind of go into discussing specific applicants, I feel like the first question to answer is, should we extend the time period or not? And if we don't want to, then we could discuss specific applicants, but seems like we're kind of leaning towards kind of re-examining the budget and giving people a bit more time to apply.
Sylvia, how long did these four actually have to apply, or how long was the application open?
3 weeks.
Oh.
So it was a little tight, yeah.
I think you definitely want to consider the possibility of adjusting the amount that you would pay for it. Mm-hmm. If you want somebody who is experienced and good at this, I don't think that's a price range that they will really even consider. Although, like I said, there was one artist that I thought looked really good. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that was a cost that he was okay with.
I am too. Because if you look at what we paid the artist in the lantern, you know, that was $100,000. And then you're talking about something that's even more labor intensive, and it's a 30. So
yeah. And it would be a really big project.
Yes.
Elizabeth, what do you think the budget should be?
That I'm unsure of. I would go, I'd double the budget.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
And Sylvia, do we have that kind of budget?
Well, potentially, if we're getting it done in the spring, maybe. Kind of the origin of this project is that it's something that the city manager's office committed to partner with Advocates for Social Justice on. I don't think the city manager's office was anticipating that scale of budget. I also don't know if they were anticipating the scale of site. So it would be kind of a discussion, but I think that, you know, it's worth making sure that this project is done right. And like someone said just a minute ago, this is a very prominent location. We want to have something that's really high quality here. So I think it's worth looking into.
How, do you know no, how it is?
So
it's,
my
it's,
question is,
it'll be a very vertical piece when it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on there somewhere? I didn't
hear.
There's square feet.
Yeah, I believe it's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
3 stories worth, or four stories?
Or even more if you count the ramps.
Yeah,
those
ramps,
tend not to be quite as big as a whole story, but
Sylvia. What is the balance of the partnership with ASJ? I don't remember what I've read. What is their contribution to the partnership per se?
So they're mostly helping kind of guide the goals of the project and help with artist selection.
So they kind of need to come to one of our meetings then, huh?
Yeah, he was going to be able to make it today and something came up.
Yeah,
so.
Well, there's another reason to postpone.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it would be kind of ideal to have them in the discussion.
How soon could you know if there can be an expansion of the budget?
I can probably find out in the next week or two at the most.
It seems that the decision kind of hinges on whether or not that can be expanded, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine we could expand it at least somewhat. I'm not sure if we could go so far as to double, but maybe.
So my question is, just for talking, if they did double it, say to 60,000, would they want to put that kind of money in a mural in this place, or if it was 60,000, or is there a different place or a different type of thing besides a mural, if you're gonna?
Well, Advocates for Social Justice very much wants to do a mural. We did kind of identify a few potential sites. This is the one that they identified as most ideal. So I would think that we probably want to stick with this location.
It's a very high visibility location. I mean, it's going to be seen by a lot of people.
Well, now would ASJ, you're saying they're not contributing financially, is that correct?
They may. We don't have kind of all of the details worked out at this point, but the city would be definitely taking care of the larger part of the funding.
Well, would ASJ want to do some fundraising for this? I mean, if they're wanting to have a lot of say in it,
potentially,
I would like to see them, you know, at least be tied to it financially.
Agreed. And I think we need to know what all their partnership will entail. If we don't know that yet, I think that's kind of a big part of the decision making, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is there a timeline to have them commit to a certain participation, or where is that?
I can check in with them. The reason there's a little, I mean, so they really wanted to do something this summer. It's gotten pushed back. So it's just a little bit of, you know, still some questions, I guess, on this project, but.
Did they have a preference of one or any of these artists that applied?
They didn't share that. He basically just shared that he thought that we should extend the time period.
So he did, I saw on his email, you know, if we just stayed with the four candidates, he thought that Thomas was the best.
He also made a statement that ASJ really hoped to have someone of color.
Right.
Be the chosen artist.
Right.
Thomas is not, is he?
Right. No, he's not.
No. I think two of them, the other, well, the one who did the one on the Green Square Park, I'm assuming we're not.
She's not. Direction.
So then the other two are. Right.
The two top on the list, Lynn, are.
Yeah.
Now, has Marcus finished his,
he's painting it as we speak, I believe. Okay. He's roughly halfway done.
Okay.
Last time I checked, it was coming along really nicely.
I would only say that I agree with that it should be a person of color because of what we're talking about.
Now, that would be great if we could find an artist who is a person of color to do this, but I think I really feel like the main priority should be that the quality of the artist and the project.
I agree, and we could get into trouble with bias and everything else if we eliminate people for those reasons. I think that's really tricky business and not a good idea.
Yeah. Well, and I remember when we decided on for the League of Women Voters, we ended up, it was a male that did it. And someone said, well, wait a minute, this is a league. Why isn't a woman? And I said, because this was the most qualified person.
Right.
You know?
I think it goes without saying you want the quality. But if it comes into a toss-up between two, I'm just saying that's my view.
Can you flash the picture of the building up again? Yeah, I just had a question separate, different than all the ones we've been talking about here. But that one segment has been highlighted. And then there, up on top, there's a little protrusion. And then on the side, there are all these short horizontal lines. I'm wondering if a design might be, if we would write it into our proposal, that the design could maybe go into those areas too. I mean, it's you're sort of breaking the rectangle there a little bit, but that sort of thing tends to call more attention to itself when you break out of just the rectangle.
Yeah, and it could kind of leave that up to the artist. We did want to have it start kind of at that level of the skywalk, so it is a little bit higher off the ground. Don't have to worry as much about vandalism or anything. Yeah. But yeah, if they wanted to go kind of extend onto any of these adjacent areas, that would be fine. But we just kind of want to focus the artwork on this kind of solid tower.
I think it'd be fun to actually maybe take one or two of those horizontal lines and sort of keep going. Turn that corner and then turn this corner. And
then you add more money. You need to have a bigger budget.
It becomes a bigger project that way.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe just a little bit.
Are we looking for one to extend?
What?
Are we looking for a motion to extend the application deadline?
Do we need that?
I think that would be good.
Okay. Motion to extend.
I so move.
Okay. Second? To extend?
Second.
Okay. Second from Lynn. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. But how long are we extending it to?
We have to find out the money and the partnership really first, right?
Right.
So hopefully if I can get everything sorted out more quickly, then maybe we could get the extension out there fast enough that we could bring it back at the September meeting. If not, I would say by the October.
But I think we need to know what our money the budget's going to be first, right? Before we put another announcement or invitation out?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, prerequisite.
Yeah, I will see what I can find out and follow up on that. We'll definitely discuss it, the September meeting.
All right, two items there. One of the prerequisites is more money. What was the other one?
Partnership.
Oh, partnership, oh, nature of partnership, the standard one.
Yeah, that was our last recommendation item. So moving into the discussion items, the first one is another idea that's kind of a project priority that the city manager would like to see happen. Some kind of wood carving from wood from the derecho, likely something that could be displayed indoors so that it's not, exposed to the elements year round. But we'd like to get a call for artists out for that this fall still. So just kind of looking for any input or ideas from this group about, where might be a good place to put this sculpture. What else should we be considering in the call for artists? I think we talked at one point about, making sure that this is kind of a unique piece of art rather than some of the more typical wood carving themes you see, you know, all over the place.
Well, we were talking about, at one point, we were talking about several carvings along the bicycle trail.
Yeah, that's something that Wayne County wanted to kind of organize. I have not heard an update from them in a while, so I'm not sure if that's
so. This is not the same project.
No, this would just be kind of a one-off something that could be displayed in a city facility.
Okay.
So are they actually taking some of the from the trees that came down, or what's the?
That would be the idea.
Are there any left? Didn't they all get mulched up?
There's definitely still some left.
We don't have to rely on it being in situ in place. We can.
No, it would definitely be something that would be moved to
indoors.
Yeah, indoor location.
So there's lots of logs around.
Yeah.
Are there locations in mind?
One idea I had was potentially the public library. I mean, even kind of the lobby area of City Hall, we have one of the sculptures from Overalls All Over kind of at one of the entrances and nothing really at the other. So that was another thought, is it could kind of, you know, be opposite that Overalls All Over sculpture. But open to any other ideas people might have as well.
Was there any major department that you would say was most heavily involved, like police department, fire station, you know, those types of?
Yeah, I would say parks and public works. So potentially somewhere in the city services center could work as well. They have kind of the main level lobby area. I can see if there's a spot there that might be a good place for it.
Where is that building located?
That's the one that's off of 6th Street Southwest and I think 15th Avenue.
What about this Cedar Rapids main fire station on 1st Avenue? Is there an area where they could put something there?
I can look into it. I'm not super familiar with that facility.
It'd be nice if it could be somewhere that's more heavily traveled so that people can see it.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was my thought with the public library.
Yeah.
That's, you know, probably the easiest to access of our city buildings. Mm-hmm. There's also the Northwest Recreation Center.
Wasn't the fire station at one time on 1st Avenue looking to put some kind of art piece on their corner there?
Not that I recall, but it could have been before I was with the commission.
I thought that was something that they were talking about. I don't know.
I think a water fountain would be nice for the fire station.
And Sylvia, I assume there's no budget that's been approximated or determined for this?
The city manager's, like, the number that's been kind of thrown out is $5,000. I have no idea if that's appropriate or not.
$5,000?
Yeah, so all the materials would be, like, we would provide them with the wood and potentially help with transportation.
And installation?
Probably, yes. And that might be way too low, honestly. I haven't done a lot of research into it yet, and...
Well, scale would make a big difference too. So if there's a location determined and some kind of scale suggested, that all makes a big difference.
Right. Gotta have a high enough ceiling. Do we need to vote on anything at the moment?
No, this is just kind of a discussion item.
Okay.
And I'll plan on bringing this one back to the September meeting as well. Get a little bit more information, maybe try to develop a few potential locations a bit more, and answer some of those questions about scale and budget.
You slipped off the picture up there. You're not in the picture. Oh, there we go.
The next discussion item we have is, I emailed everyone about this last week, but just wanted to let this group know, this is a project that I'm partnering on with my colleague who is the liaison to the Wellbeing Advisory Committee. And it was kind of just an idea to kind of bring together creativity and some mental health awareness. So the idea is to have these events where people can do kind of a simple, approachable art project. We're going to have slices of wood from trees that were lost in the derecho and just some simple acrylic paints. People can come and paint one, and we'll also, we're partnering with Foundation 2, Abbey Center, and Tanager Place to have mental health professionals on hand and also kind of share about the resources they offer. And just kind of an opportunity for people to kind of reflect on just, you know, the mental health impacts that the derecho has. I feel like we talk a lot about the number of trees lost or the amount of time the power is out or property damage. And I think the mental health impacts are also something very real that tons of people in the community are facing. I know I was super nervous about that storm that came through on this anniversary of the derecho. I was I was like, oh my God, not again. Please no. That's a little scary.
Yeah. I feel like I have PTSD after that. So anytime it gets super windy, I get very nervous.
I agree with you, Maria.
I literally was like, okay, well, let me just like fill up my kettle with water just in case. So know where the flashlight is. Make sure my car has a full tank of gas. Like, and then it just rained for
cash on hand.
I will always remember the date of the derecho because it was my husband's birthday.
Oh, lovely.
So are you needing signups for this, Sylvia?
No, but it'll just be a walk-in event. And if any commissioners want to join us for any of them, that would be great. If someone wants to kind of help a little bit with handing out paints, things like that. We should have enough people, but at the same time, more people are always welcome and appreciated. So
I've got a question about the content. Perhaps there's a question. Whatever the category. My friend Jane Gilmore did a project once in a children's cancer ward down at the University of Ottawa. And she had them all draw pictures and write something about their experience being in the hospital and so on. And the pictures were, she gave them two choices. One was they could draw a picture of what's going on outside the window of their hospital room, basically looking at all the things they can't be doing right now. Maybe it doesn't have to be literally what's outside the window, but you know, what's outside of her world right now. And the other option was to be hovering outside of her window, looking in at all the nurses and all the tubes and the doctors and the needles and all that stuff and the bed and the bald head and all of that stuff. And so her project was actually sort of therapeutic to a certain extent because they were addressing some of the issues that they were struggling with. Since this is with the well-being people, and they're bringing in psychologists here to work with these things, I think it would be interesting to sort of prime the pump with some ideas about what sort of content they would want to put on the, into their pictures. Otherwise, you know, we might just get a bunch of friggin' daisies.
Yeah. Do we want some kind of very loose inspiration prompts? I do want people to be able to, you know, just do whatever feels relaxing or therapeutic to them. Some people like,
yeah, but they aren't necessarily the best judges of what is the most therapeutic for them.
These are take home pieces, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a personal experience.
Personal experience, but maybe some little hints could be. I'm sure the psychologists will have something to say, but if it's just, you know, a bunch of kids making pretty pictures, that doesn't seem to be very therapeutic to me.
It might be to them.
It is.
So, yeah, I think just doing something creative and enjoyable and having kind of a...
You're out in the park, you're having a good time, you know, and there is therapy going on around you. I mean, you know, probably the professionals will come up and see this child doing this and they'll say, what does this remind you of? Or, you know, does this, you know, so it's, I don't think you should put parameters on it or, okay, let's all focus on, you know, cause some people it might be, well, there's a positive thing. The trees have started to regrow. So, you know, it can be either a negative or a positive thing. It depends upon the individual.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the other thing that I talked to someone who has some background in art therapy, and she was kind of like, well, let's be careful that we don't, that this project isn't re-triggering to people. And I don't know, is painting on the wood from the trees lost, could that be re-triggering? And I think we decided that it was an all right idea for a project, but, you know, it does help to have all those mental health professionals there because, some of my coworkers and I have also done some door-to-door outreach just to talk to people about what property damage they might have, that they could use volunteer help. The city's kind of coordinating some of those efforts. And,
good.
You know, sometimes people just first mention of the derecho kind of like we've had people just, you know, start crying right away and can just be a really difficult topic for people. So, you know, we want to make sure that support's on hand, but also that, yeah, people can respond in whatever way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like also an opportunity for them to come together with people they may or may not know.
Yes.
So some, you know, serendipitous shared experience.
But I was thinking about doing some kind of like, you know, if you need inspiration, maybe try a pattern or something with leaves or something with, you know, very loose inspiration so that people have kind of something to look at, almost just like a, you know, inspiration board type thing. But I do want it to be just pretty open-ended and let people respond how they respond.
Yeah, well, I agree with you guys. I understand now. I my tendency is to want to turn the whole thing into an art piece rather than a bunch of little ones all going off in their own directions. That's just conceptually, that's a pattern that I fall into thinking-wise.
Yeah, I'm anticipating most people are going to want to take them home with them.
Yes.
If people decide that they don't want to, maybe we'll hang on to some. And if a lot of people don't want to take them home for some reason, then we can think about displaying them somewhere. But I think that people are probably going to want to take it and have it as just kind of their, you know, personal remembrance of a year after the derecho.
Or maybe they could be put up for sale for other people. call it a fundraiser for somebody. Who would be raising money for?
just let people take them home.
Oh, okay. Never
mind. yeah. No, this is not. Okay.
So yeah, this item was just kind of an FYI, and yeah, feel free to stop by if you can. Paint one yourself.
It's a great project. Thank you for sharing it with us here.
Thanks.
When is that happening?
So the dates are up on here. And
okay.
So we're doing 4 kind of pop-up events alongside other things. So the ones in Redmond and Reed Park next week, they have a food truck that gives away free food to kids on those evenings. So we figured to pick a time when people are around, and then one at Matthew 25's Mega Market and one at the Norbert Park Market.
How is this promoted, Sylvia?
We did a press release through the city. It's on the city's Facebook. And we've also, there's a kind of healthy events organization that has added it to their calendar.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, hopefully the word's getting out there, but yeah, feel free to let people know this is happening if you know anyone who might be interested.
The press release you mentioned, is that already gone out? I'm sorry, I'm out of town. I'm kind of out of the loop.
It has. I think I sent it to everyone in the commission, but and I can send it to you if you...
That would be great. I mean, I'd be happy to put something on my Facebook page and that kind of thing too. So, you know, if there's something we can get a hold of to do that, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I will share that information.
Thank you.
With you.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing
it. I'm assuming Matthew 25 put it in their newsletter.
I think so. I know they're definitely promoting their mega market. They probably will also mention that this event is happening with their event. And I can send these dates and times in the email to everyone too, so you have them.
Uh-huh, okay.
And then the last kind of discussion item, FYI, I have for this group is that the Visual Arts Master Plan consultants will be back in town late next week, and we're doing our public outreach. So we're going to have an open house at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art on next Thursday evening. And then on the Friday evening, we're doing just kind of like a drop-by happy hour at the Bohemian, just kind of have some more casual conversations. And then on Saturday, we'll be setting up a table near the farmer's market, and then we're going to do a couple other locations within neighborhoods that afternoon as well, to just kind of try to catch people where they're already hanging out, let them know that the master plan's happening, and just kind of get a sense of what people want to see from public art. So again, yeah, feel free to join us for any of those events.
Okay.
And Sylvia, those were in the email, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there's Kate. I just noticed. Did she just show up?
Yeah, I did. I'm so sorry, you guys, that I had to miss. I got to the provost's office, and it's sort of like the principal's office. You can't say no.
Hope everything went okay.
Yeah.
So that's all I have for the agenda. Does anyone have any member updates or announcements?
No, should we just fill Kate in on what we decide about the mural?
Sure. So Kate, short version is that we're going to extend the timeline for submissions, and I'm going to look into how much, if or by how much, we can increase the budget on that project.
Okay. Because Betsy, you said you thought it was awfully low, right?
Yes. And everybody else kind of agreed too.
Yep.
Okay.
And we also would like to have a good idea of what the partnership is between VAC and the
ASJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of spell that out.
Yeah, they were going to come today, but they weren't able to make it.
Right.
So we didn't have that conversation yet.
Yep. And then the other action item we had was the You Are Beautiful installation that Murals and More is going to do on the exterior of the convention center. And this group voted to recommend that. So.
Well, then I trust them. Oh, good.
I'll be keeping in touch with the folks from Mural and More on their installation schedule, but it sounds like that should be popping up pretty soon here.
Cool. Well, see, you guys don't need me.
So the next meeting is not August 12th. That's today. So what's the
next meeting is September. Second Thursday in September is September 9th. Sorry. Okay.
Thank you.
Forgot to update the very last slide.
Okay. So John looks like he's traveling. I hope you're going someplace great.
Send it home, but I was at the point.
You what?
Well, I'm heading home, but I was in Des Moines.
Oh, okay. Well, Des Moines is cool. Well, thank you guys. Like I said, I'm so sorry that I had to miss. I don't like to miss this group.
No worries, it happens. We pulled together with Quorum. Thanks for those of you who joined from your trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you hate to hold things up when we're making such progress. I feel like I just have to applaud us. We're in the new year, but looking back at the last year, we did get a lot of things done. And I think we got a lot of great momentum heading into this next year. So it's exciting. And I think the commitment of the membership has really made such a difference, and the knowledge too. You guys are great.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a really good group and a really good leader.
Thanks.
And we have a great leader.
Yes.
Well, okay, I guess in terms of member updates and announcements, I've told a few of you this. I wasn't necessarily planning on saying anything today.
Not leaving, are you?
I am moving to Austin, Texas sometime this fall.
That's where I am.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, just right there.
Yeah, can you find me a place to live really quick? If you want
to. Oh, hate to lose you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would anticipate that the September meeting will probably be my last with VAC. In good news, if you guys remember Eric Pate, who was in this position previous to me, he is actually back with the city of Cedar Rapids, and he will be taking over with this group, maybe long-term, maybe less long-term. Is having some turnover right now. Actually, Bill Michael, his last day is tomorrow.
Oh,
really?
What?
Oh, no. Yeah.
So.
No way.
Changes.
Where's he going?
He's going to work for WSP, which is a planning and engineering consulting firm. He's staying local, but moving on from the city.
Oh,
boy.
Well, Eric will be good. You know, we've worked before.
And you'll be in good hands, and I'm sure that they will hire some great new people for the department.
So, Sylvia, is there any possibility of you continuing to work remotely with the planning, with the long-term?
I I'm going to stay involved with the visual arts master plan. I think that likely I will kind of work directly with the consultants and kind of basically transition from being with the city to being with the, like, kind of a subcontractor with them, but kind of sticking with that process because, yeah, it's important to have continuity.
That's good news.
Yeah, I don't want that to fall off the path, you know, that's so important.
Yeah, and I'm very excited about that plan. So I'm excited to have the opportunity to stay involved with that and make sure things stay on track. Because I agree, I would hate to see that just, you know, get lost in the shuffle somehow or, yeah. But Eric wouldn't let that happen either, so.
No, he wouldn't. Sylvia, and maybe you can't say, but what are you moving to in Austin? I mean, what position?
I don't know yet. My husband got a job down there.
Oh.
So I am figuring out what my new life will be. So we'll see.
Well, you should have a pretty good resume to wave under people's noses.
I hope so.
Yeah, and we can act as a reference for you.
Yeah, there you go. Are you familiar with Austin, Sylvia?
A little bit. I've been a few times. I have an aunt who lives there. Yeah, so I'm excited. I like it there. It'll just be quite a change.
Good, good.
Is it hot there?
Yes.
Yeah, here too.
Yeah, it's hot here too, but not as hot.
So, Anne, what are you doing in Austin?
We are at the moment at our son and daughter-in-law's home. We're planning a fall trip with them to Africa.
Ooh,
nice. That's
exciting.
Yeah. Yep.
Excellent. Which part of Africa? All of it?
Primarily Nigeria.
Really? Oh, on the Mediterranean or near the Mediterranean?
No, but that's okay.
Are you this fall or next fall?
This fall.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Right around the corner. Nice.
Exciting. Well, David, I think
you're
acting chair today.
I'm the chair, temporary chair here, so we can wrap this up. All in favor of, any move to adjourn?
So moved.
Yes.
Seconded?
Yes.
Second, okay, we got a second from Ann, and all in favor, say aye.
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 David, thank you for jumping in. I appreciate it.
Oh, it was such a hard job to.
Yeah,
thank you all.
Yeah.
I'm care of over here.
All right. See you guys.
Okay.
See ya. Have a good evening.
Thanks.